Okay. Just going back, Sandra, from your experience, what would you like to see, if anything, communities do to facilitate the new arrival of, say, the spouse and the children into the communities?
The actual community?
Mm.
I think probably the communities, and I still go to communities quite regularly throughout the Mount Isa district, communities are very open and welcoming. I think, given that information, a lot of the, and I'll talk from my district because I'm not sure of how police stations are set up in others. In Doomadgee, for example, all the police houses are on a reserve surrounded by an 8-foot fence, which is fine. There's been riots and that before that. But often people get a little bit of a fear of the community because there is no education, there is no awareness of what communities can be like. So people tend to stay in their houses. I was there with one wife that we never even saw on the reserve, that she never came out of the house. Mm. And it can be quite daunting. But again, that comes back to preparedness and I guess overgeneralising what communities can be like, because communities are very open and welcoming. I've never had an issue. I told a story this morning that during the riots in the mid-90s when we were there in the old station, the house was next door to the police station. I worked for Cretans at the time and I had parolees protecting my house and my kids and myself. So you need to get out there in the community. I think, like you're saying, you know, you need to go to the local shop, you know, start talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. But where does the owners come on the wives to do that? You know, they go there to support their partners. So if they don't want to do that, then they end up in silos.
Mm.
And you can't create an expectation because they're not employees.
Of course. Does the QPS have any system to, almost like an induction for the spouses of what they can expect and how they should perhaps act and when they go to these communities?
Yeah.
Good.
Greg, did you want to address that?
Actually, I'll address it. We don't have any official program in place, Mr. Needham, but look, a lot of it is, I suppose, open to communication that the officer does before he moves into that particular place, his conversations with those that are there, what to expect. And look, if I can generalise, I think a lot of the community people throughout Cape York, they're probably a little bit shy to perhaps approach the wife and invite them out. Whereas if you've got a personality in the police officer's wife that goes out, goes to the shop, starts talking, that they create their own trust and credibility themselves. So there's no formal process as such. But look, generally speaking, probably, you know, 4 out of 5 cases it's positive, but there are some where it's a real concern to us.
Mm. Yes. All right. Thank you for that. We might move back onto the program as we had it. Now, if we're looking, we'd looked at effective policing before lunch. If we can look at perhaps how these sorts of things might be able to be operationalised, put into place on the ground. We know that there are some changes proposed within the police service with regard to its delivery of services. As I understand it, the government has announced some changes, policy changes in its response to Professor Kaneen's evaluation of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Justice Agreement. The government, as I understand it, has announced that the QuadCIP trial will end. They'll stay on Bardu for the certainly for the immediate future, but end elsewhere, and that the community police will be phased out over time. Correct me if I'm wrong, Assistant Commissioner, but as I understand it, there will be a standard service delivery model involving sworn officers working with police liaison officers. This will be the same model throughout Queensland on the Indigenous communities and indeed everywhere. There will be efforts continued to recruit Indigenous people as sworn police using the Justice Entry Program where appropriate. And this is coupled with the Police Minister's announcement of increased police resources, specifically upgrade to police establishments on some of the communities. There'll be extra police numbers for a number of them. And as we mentioned earlier, the new police plane to be stationed at Horn Island servicing the Torres Strait.